It's the post-match show from the Glen Book, a stone's throw from Anfield after Liverpool have beat West Ham United 2-1 to go, we think, 14 points clear, top of the Premier League. What we do know is Liverpool are only 2 wins away from the 20th league title. To reflect on all of that, and there is a lot of it to reflect on, I've got Sean O'Donnell, I've got Ben Johnson and Damian Cabanham. And Damian, there's a lot to moan about. There's plenty where you could have done better.
Yep.
But there's no better sight than seeing your captain not one in at the top end. Close to 90 to win the game.
Yeah, fantastic. There's also a lot to be happy about. Okay, so we got there in the end, didn't we? I refused, I was just saying to Ben before we started here, I refused to moan my way to the title. So let's be happy. All right, let's be happy. And as Ben said there before, I said, couldn't have to with the lads helping us enjoy our way to the title. And that didn't feel like that today. But, you know, in all seriousness, I thought it was a good first half. Steady first half, they were searching, they were getting shots in, clearly the better team. And then there's no doubt in my mind, some complacency and nerves has taken over, because as soon as West Ham scored, Liverpool then flicked the switch and put a shift in, and all of a sudden it looked like a completely different game. So there's a lesson there for anybody, and I understand the human nature of it, and you know, it's been a long season and that. So fair play to West Ham for making a good showing in the second half, but it should have been out of sight by the time they were anywhere near it. And you know, we've won in the end, and we've won by some sheer brilliance in the first half that led to the goal, and then we've won and got the winning goal by sheer heart. And you know, and someone who was like, he took that equaliser was terrible. You can see how angry they all were, and it was like, right, enough of this shite, put the ball down in the centre of the pitch and we're going to go and correct that, and we can all go out on the ale and enjoy it. And that's how it turned out. So let's not moan too much. I'm sure the coaching staff have got every reason to boot their asses all over the place. But you asked the question before we started there, how many points to the title? I don't know. All I do know is when you wake up in the morning, you're one day closer to us winning the league.
Oh, what a lie. Tell you what, I even got the points wrong. It's 30, but who gives a shit, because David just said that. My favourite thing of one all wasn't just our attitude. We said the ref went, all right, no fouls, let's see what happens. He was like, it's one all, it's 86 minutes. Fun play. Play. I'm not blowing, you just put on play and see what happens. That's the biggest
next goal
kick.
The winner, wasn't it?
Yeah, next goal the winner, yeah. No fouls. Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest foul ever, just before the corner that we get. But he's just like, listen, I said no fouls. What are you moaning for? Brilliant. No wonder they were viewing. But it was great. It was like old school footy. And Virgil van Dijk is my favourite old school football player.